Costello. Costello. What happened to you?
Why are you late? Oh, am I in trouble, Abbott? I drove my car through a red light. They're going to fine me $2,000.
Oh, ridiculous. They can't fine you $2,000 for going through a red light.
Oh, no. This light was in a drugstore window.
Hey, that's terrible.
Yeah, they also want me to pay $300 for cost.
What are the costs for?
Well, when my car hit that drugstore, I tailed over the windshield and slid down a long soda fountain. En route, I knocked over 8 molars milk, 6 banana splits, a bowl of tuna fish salad, and I wound up on a toothpaste counter with Irium and Miriam.
Hey, wait a minute. Anything else?
Yeah, the policeman took my Boy Scout knife and my Lone Ranger revolver out of my car.
Costello, why do you carry a knife and revolver when you drive a car?
So I can shoot up one street and cut across the other.
Hey, Costello, are you one of those Hollywood drivers, Lou, who drives like a madman and pays no attention to the pedestrians? Or are you the other kind?
What other kind?
There's others? Yes, there's others. Where were you going in such a hurry?
Well, I had a date with one of those Towers models. She had one of them funny names.
Was it Candy Jones?
No.
Chili Williams?
No.
Choo-Choo Johnson?
No. I got it. Sour Cream Shapiro.
Sour Cream Shapiro?
Yep.
Say, she's the most popular girl in this neck of the woods.
Any girl that necks in the woods must be popular. But I ain't going out with this girl no more. She lives in Glendale. And over there, they got a 12 o'clock curfew.
Well, they have a 12 o'clock curfew in every town, Lou.
At noon?
Costello, day by day, you get more stupid. How can you be such a consistent idiot?
I got a charge account. What's your excuse?
What's my excuse?
What's your excuse?
No, just look at you. Your appearance is disgraceful. Look, why didn't you wear that new shirt I gave you?
I can't. The collar is too high. Every time I hiccup, my head disappears.
I don't know why you ever come here tonight.
Well, I had to have it.
Why?
All my little kid friends, they're all waiting for me to tell them a story. Of one of those famous stories I always tell them. Only tonight I'm going to tell them about Aladdin and his wonderful lamp.
Oh, do tell.
I'm going to tell it right now. The only thing is, Abbott, I asked you to keep your mouth quiet and shut up, and you don't say nothing.
Oh, no, no.
Now, you don't interrupt me at no time at all while I tell the story.
Don't worry about me.
Not like you do every week.
No.
So why don't you slip over to Tom Brenneman to get yourself an orchid?
No. Go ahead with the story. I want to hear it.
Okay.
All right.
Now, little kitty, here I go.
All right.
Once upon a time, there was a little boy named Aladdin.
Aladdin who?
Aladdin who?
Yeah.
Aladdin, a foreign country.
All right, go ahead.
Abbott, I asked you to leave me alone.
Well,
you're
all right.
Talking
I just
pretty
want to
soon,
make sure. I never heard this story.
Well, keep quiet.
All right, I'm sorry.
You get me so mad.
Now, take it easy.
Now, Aladdin had a magic carpet. Magic carpet. He sat on a carpet and zoop, it flew up in the air. Now,
wait, What
made the carpet go up?
Yeah.
The OPA took the steel off and up it went. Now, look, Abbott.
All right, go ahead. Let's hear the story.
Now, look, Abbott, I'm asking for the last...
Well,
please, your mouth.
All right, now, don't take it so serious.
You make such a fool.
All right, take it
easy.
All right, go ahead.
Now, one day, Aladdin was flying along on his carpet when another guy went passing a rug. This guy pulled out a towel and started shooting at him. Now, Aladdin
Wait a minute, Lou. Hold on. How could he shoot at him with a towel?
This was a cannon towel.
What
are you getting me? Seeing me all mixed up. Now,
go ahead with the story.
Now, one day, Aladdin found an old lamp. A real old lamp.
Oh, the lamp was so old, it was extinct.
Yeah, it was extinct. It smelled from oil.
All right.
What are you telling us? Let me tell a story.
Well, go ahead. Tell it.
Now, Aladdin rubbed the lamp, and yoink, a genie appeared with a white horse. Aladdin grabbed the horse's hair,
You mean Aladdin grabbed the horse by the mane.
He grabbed the horse by the mane? By the mane what?
So what are you saying? Go ahead.
So all I know is you grabbed the horse by the mane. That's all.
The horse's neck.
The horse's neck. Yeah. Anybody knows that the horse's neck? Sir, human, let him neck.
All right.
Now, when the genie told Aladdin he could have anything he wished for, Aladdin would just rub the lamp. So every time he rubbed the lamp, he got presents. So he rubbed and he rubbed, and he got stuff and more stuff until he had surpluses. So after he had
Wait a minute. That's enough. How can you use the word surplus when you don't even know what surplus means?
I don't know what surplus means.
You don't.
Shame on you, Abbott. I know what surplus means.
What does it mean?
I know it's a big word.
What does it mean?
I'll tell you what it means. Surplus means like, if I have two pairs of shoes, that's surplus. So I give you one pair. Now, if I got two dogs, that's surplus. So I give you one dog. Now, if I got two beautiful blondes, that's surplus. So I... Abbott, why don't you put them shoes on and take that dog for a walk?
Wait a minute, you faker. How dare you come out here and deliberately take a classic from the Arabian Nights and twist it into a mishmash of falsehood? And fabricate a diabolic absurdity.
Wait a minute, Abbott. What's your language?
What do you mean?
This program is being wigwagged to the campfire girls.
Costello, are you trying to ridicule me? Your friend who sticks to you through thick and thin. Why do you treat me so shamefully?
Oh, I'm a bad boy.
And are you sorry you told that story?
But I've told that story with great success many times on the radio.
How is it I never heard you tell that story on the air?
Well, Well, it so happens I did the story in the East, and it was transcribed from an earlier hour so it could be turned off at a more convenient time.
Costello, I can't make up my mind whether you're a simpleton, an imbecile, or a moron.
Ha-ha! Got you over a barrel, ain't I? Hey, Abbott, we're rich. My new invention is finished. I just built a machine for 75 cents that will save billions for science.
A 75-cent machine that will save scientists billions?
Yeah. What does it do? Give me your hat, and I'll show you. Now, I place the hat on the machine and pull the lever that lowers this big cleaver.
Costello, you've ruined my hat. You've cut my new atom hat in half. Hooray! It worked! I have split the atom! You dummy. That thing will never make a nickel. But I have an idea that will make us $10,000 by tomorrow night. Just think. You'll be able to get a complete new wardrobe, a diamond ring, a car, and a chauffeur.
Just a minute, Abbott. You ain't going to get me to be queen for a day.
No, Costello. Now, here's how we get the $10,000. Now, I've made arrangements with an inventor to use you in a great experiment.
Here
he's going to shoot you in a rocket to the moon.
And just for that, we get $10,000?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I wish you'd... Wait a minute. Who's gonna shoot who and what to where?
Calm down, Costello. You've got nothing to be scared about. There's nothing to it. You just get into the rocket ship, and you get a free ride to the moon.
Well, that's different. For a minute, I thought you said I was gonna go to the moon. You did say it! Abbott, I'm not going to do it.
You're not going to do it.
I'm not
going to
do it.
You're not going to do it.
No.
After all the trouble, I had convincing that scientist that you were the man. Aren't you ashamed of yourself? What are you, a coward? A milksop? A white-livered rat? A yellow snake?
You can bet I'm in there someplace. But I ain't going to do it.
Shame on you, Costello. You're not going to do it. Think of me. Think of what I went through convincing a scientist that you should have this great opportunity that we could make $10,000. Do you realize the scientist turned you down three times?
He did.
He didn't want you to go in that rocket, but I forced the issue.
That's my pal.
You bet your life. I insisted on it.
He forced the issue.
Absolutely.
When the guy didn't want me... You forced the issue.
I forced the issue.
So off I go.
That's where you go. That scientist said you didn't have brains enough to fly a kite, let alone a rocket. He said you were an incompetent nincompoop, a bloated blockhead, and a nit-witted naninity.
Mm-hmm. That scientist said I was an incompetent nincompoop, a bloated blockhead, and a nit-witted naninity? Was that his message to me?
Yes.
Then I want you to take my answer back to him.
What is it?
You tell him he's right. Period. P.S. I ain't going to do it.
Lockoff, talk sense. Those rocket ships are safe. They operate on uranium-235. Haven't you heard of uranium-235?
No, but I know a honey at Main 532.
No. I'm talking about the scientific formula for uranium-235.
Oh, Abbott, why did you say so? I just happen to have it on me.
No, swell.
Uranium-235 is an isotride.
It's surrounded by Twisenfrac activity activated by charcoal gum. With... Ha-ha! You didn't think I knew it, eh? With electrical rheostat on the Atchison, Topeka, and a Santa Fe. All this is in the process of...
Process of what?
Exactly. And on that you may quote me.
Come in.
Greetings, Mr. Abbott. Where is the chap? Tucker. The boy who's going to the moon in my rocket.
Right here, Professor. This is Lou Costello.
Mr. Costello, to make this experiment, you should have your parents' consent. Where is your mater and pater?
They went to the theater with my braider and trader.
Well, I hope I have more luck with you than we've had with the other 35 rockets I've aimed at the moon.
You shot 35 guys up there already? What happened to them?
I don't know. I lose more darn rockets that way.
Well, I ain't going. That moon is a terrible place.
Oh, no, my boy. The moon is lovely. The moon is made of green cheese.
How did he get that cheese way up there?
Haven't you heard of, the buttermilk sky?
My, that's pretty.
Would you care to churn in?
I don't mind. Let's skim through it together.
Costello. Professor, Costello will be ready to take off tomorrow morning.
Just a second, Professor. What kind of a rocket is this?
Well, it has 46 propellers, it's air-conditioned, it has a snack bar.
What makes it run?
Twisted rubber band.
Twisted rubber band? That was a snappy answer.
I got my laugh, Fatty. Don't stretch it.
Forget him, Costello. We haven't got much time. Now, what equipment will you need for the trip?
Well, as long as you talk me into it, Abbott, I'll need a supply of food and a native girl in case I get lost. Some warm clothing and a native girl in case I get lost. A camera and a native girl in case I get lost. And a map of Rhode Island.
Why are you taking a map of Rhode Island?
That's to make sure I get lost.
Hiya, fellas.
Hello, Skinny.
Hello, Hoghead. I heard you were going to the moon, and I brought you something to take along. A pair of skunk earmuffs.
What for?
In case you meet a skunk with cold ears.
Kitty, who is this with you?
Oh, pardon me. Hey, Costello, this is my girlfriend, Gwendolyn. She came down to get a last look at you.
Oh, Mr. Costello, I consider myself fortunate to meet such a creature of such intellectual stature. Oh, I think you're beautiful. Just beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Abbott, this kid sounds like she's got a snoo-y-fool.
Oh, this association gives me the same satisfaction and exhilaration as that musical composition, Peanut Mixture Puppy Puppy.
What does she gargle? Brillo?
Well, I must make my departure, and may I net you my congratulations on your vet year into the future?
You bet you're, and I'm glad to have met yours.
Well, goodbye, and I consider myself fortunate to have fastened up with you.
Am I glad she's gone? This kid could ruin my chicken. And louse up my punctuation.
Hey, look, Estella. Here comes Merlin Maxwell.
Ah, there you are, Lewis, honey.
Oh, Abbott, she called me by my maiden name again. Lewis.
Lewis, honey, I've heard all about your brave gesture, my little bubble-nosed Buck Rogers.
Oh, Marilyn, my fair-haired flying fortress. Make me your target for tonight and bomb me with kisses.
Lewis, honey, come into my arms.
Bombs away. Marilyn, when I'm close to you like this, do you notice how my eyes light up?
Yes, Lewis, what does that mean?
It must mean something. I ain't no pinball machine.
Lewis, darling, you're so romantic. You and I are like those two little lovebirds out there in that tree. See the little girl lovebird and the little boy lovebird? What do you think they're talking about?
Worms? Oh, Marilyn. Marilyn, my darling. When you hold me like this, I feel just like a bubble. A beautiful bubble. Floating eastward with the trade wind.
Well, what was that?
Some wise guy in Brooklyn with a BB gun.
Well, here we are, Costello. Come on, climb into that rocket.
Abbott, I'm scared. I'm afraid of high places. I even get dizzy when I lick an airmail stamp.
My boy, you have nothing to fear. I'm going to help you. First, I'll boost you into the rocket and strap you into the cockpit. Then I'll bolt a hydromatic gyro to your fuselage. I'll rivet your altimeter to your instrument panel. I'll connect your mixmaster to your radar. And then I'll weld your antenna to your oscillator.
You wouldn't dare. You haven't got the nerve.
Shame on you, Costello. Hey, look. Here comes the whole gang with Merlin to see you off.
Louis, my darling, you're going to be a hero. When you come back, everyone will say...
Costello, won't you tell us the secret of your fame? How you got that great reputation?
Are you and Rickenbacker and the famous Howard Hughes build up the nation's aviation?
My advice to flyers is never to get cross. If your parachute don't open, report it to the board.
Fine boy, Costello. As you aim your rocket at the star.
Very well, great fella. Give my regards to Mark.
I've had more hours in the air than any aviator. For years at Bulletproof here, I ran the elevator.
When you get here, good luck to you, Costello.
See
you,
bud.
Goodbye to you.
Tell me, Costello, a great scientist like you must have some form of relaxation. What do you do to relieve nervous tension?
What do I do?
I'm a forever blowing bubble. With my double bubble gum. Once I blew hard and I heard a splash. My gum flew in my potted mustache. It brought a great disaster. Two, three, four, two, my friend, Molly. 'Cause when they shaved my father's mustache, they found out he looked like a bird.
My honey, when you're way up in the stratosphere, I'm going to miss you so much. I'll just think of all those wonderful times we had together.
Come on, Costello, get into that rocket.
Abbott, I ain't gonna do it. I ain't gonna do it.
Shame on you. You're a disgrace to the history of aeronautics. Scientists have been fighting for years to advance aviation. In 1906, the Wright brothers, what were they fighting for?
The first airplane flight.
Right. In 1926, Charles Lindbergh, what was he fighting for?
Fly the Atlantic Ocean.
In 1936, Howard Hughes, what was he fighting for?
To fly around the world.
And in 1946, what are you fighting for?
To stay on the Camel cigarette program.